That I was homesick and there'd be no test, right?
There I am. No way of notes.
Well, test on that highly illuminating cult of Christian Science. File number 4 is what this is. Thank you.
I Thank you. How many are not yet done? Thank you.
many are still not done? Okay, well, we'll exchange papers and check them. Question number one, who founded the non-Christian cult Christian Science? Letter D, Mary Baker Eddy. Number two, what is the official date for the founding of the organization? Letter E, 1879. Number three, what is the official name? Letter D, Church of Christ Scientist. Number four, which of the following describes the nature of Christian Science theology? Letter B, it's a doctrine of denials. Number five, what benefit to society has sometimes been attributed to the founding and practice of Christian Science? Letter C, new awareness of the relationship between the mind of man and the health of his physical body. Number six, which one of the following statements defines Christian Science as a cult? Letter B, they deny doctrines which are essential for salvation. This is always the key. This is the crux of the matter in every case. Number seven, what four basic realities was Mrs. Eddy referring to when she wrote that the cardinal point in Christian Science is that these things are unreal? Letter A, matter, evil, and sin, disease, and death. And the way it's in the commas there, you can see that evil and sin were synonymous. So if you counted five words, then you obviously trying to outwit me on this, but sorry about that. Number eight, what was Mrs. Eddy's Christian denominational background? Letter C, she was a Congregationalist. Number nine, what doctrine of her denomination deeply disturbed Mrs. Eddy when she attended church as a youth? Letter E, doctrine of unconditional predestination. Yes?
I believe in your notes you mentioned the eternal torment.
Yeah, but when I talked about her coming into the Congregational Church, she made the statement that something to the effect that if her sister couldn't be saved or somebody else couldn't be saved, she didn't want to be saved either. And this outweighed her concern about hell. And this was the real problem point. And I remember that. I remember it because I knew what was in the test. I knew what I'd said before, and I knew I had to say it a certain way. I just had to. Just did. I just know I did it. So it's letter E, and that is nothing, no more arguments about it. Number 10. What did Mrs. Eddy do to alleviate her lifelong illnesses? Letter B, she took morphine. Number 11, what happened shortly after the founder married her first husband? Letter C, Glover died, leaving her pregnant, and she became an invalid. She really had a tragic life, really. Number 12, what happened after the founder married her second husband? Letter D, she divorced Patterson, claiming he had abandoned her. Number 13, in what year was Science and Health first published? Letter D, 1875. Number 14, who is considered to be the father of Christian Science? And this is not by them. They don't consider that there's a father. But the truth of the matter, there is, and it's letter A, Mr. Quimby. And then number 15, what made Mrs. Eddy study under Dr. Quimby? Letter E, after visiting Quimby for treatment, her spinal inflammation began to clear up. Then number 16, see, she didn't study under him until that took place. And it wasn't that she just heard about him and started to study under him, but it was after getting some relief by going to him. Number 16, when did Mrs. Eddy claim that she had discovered Christian Science? Letter B, in 1866. And she was miraculously healed, which is a fictitious account. She got hurt and got went to the hospital, but there was no healing involved. Number 17, what did Mrs. Eddy's literary advisor say about the manuscript of Science and Health that he was given? Letter D, he said that it was self-contradictory, full of factual, philosophical, and grammatical errors, had dreadful spelling, capitalization, and punctuation. The entire work had to be rewritten beginning at the very first page. Okay, then part two, check all that apply. Number one, which of the following essential doctrines are denied by Christian Science? All should be checked except letter E. They do hold to a basic holiness of life. No drinking, smoking, and they do demand morality. So as far as basic holiness of life, they do adhere to that. But they really don't believe in any of the other things. They don't really believe in anything. I mean, there's nothing that really exists to believe in actuality. So all those other things, they have to be checked because they're being denied. Whole system of denial. And then number two, what must one studying Christian Science do to be accepted into the church? Letter A, attend the church regularly for at least 6 months. Letter C, agree to receive no medicine or aid from physicians. Letter E, apply for membership and be interviewed by the board of directors of the local congregation. Letter G, make a commitment to financially support the church. Letter I, accept the church's 6 tenets of belief. And then letter J, pledge total abstinence from alcohol and tobacco. So A, C, E, G, I, and J. And then number three, which of the following are parts of the organizational structure of the church and its local congregation? Now, you should check letters A through H. And just because it's kind of it's a hard point to deal with, if you didn't check B, that'll be fine. All the others from A to H have to be checked. It's kind of hard to, when you think about the organization, it might have been hard for some of you to recall or fit it in your mind that the Bible and Science and Health is really part of the organization. Science and Health is, and the bylaws which come out of that are really the pastor of the whole church, and so that has to be part of the organization, but we won't concern ourselves with that. So if you check B, fine. If not, fine. And then also letters J and N. So A through H, J and N. That's what should have been checked. Number four, which of the following healing methods did Mrs. Eddy experiment with prior to meeting Dr. Quimby? Letter B, hypnotism. Letter F, spiritualism. And letter H, water therapy. So B, F, and H. And she may have consulted a few other things in back closets and attics and cellars, but we're not made aware of those things. Number five, which of the following are true statements about Mrs. Eddy's marriage to her third and last husband, Asa Eddy? Letter A, she lied about her age on their marriage certificate. Letter B, Asa was her first pupil to assume the title of Christian Science practitioner. And letter D, she published Science and Health before she married Asa. So A, B, and D. Okay, then number six. From which of the following works do Christian scholars believe that Mrs. Eddy plagiarized? Letter B, F. Leiber's manuscript on the writings of Hegel. Letter D, large sections from the manuscripts of Quimby. And letter F, numerous paragraphs from Murray's Reader by Blair. So B, D, and F. Okay, then true or false? Number one, letter A, the bylaws written by Mrs. Eddy prohibit the publishing of membership statistics. That's true. The number of people studying Christian Science and attending its services and who aren't members exceeds the number who are officially members. That's true. Christian Science practitioners are pastors over branch churches and are financially supported by the local congregations. That's false. They have no pastors. Christian Science practitioners must be authorized to practice by the board of directors of the mother church. True. And then under American law, they're exempt from all medical laws, and that's true. Question number two, Christian Scientists have made their claims of healing that cannot be substantiated. True. Christian Science practitioners have been condemned by U.S. courts for needlessly causing deaths. That's true. The readers of each local congregation prepare their own weekly lessons, sermons. That's false. It all comes from the mother church. Christian Scientists reject the biblical doctrine of water baptism. That's true. They don't have water baptism in any form. Christian Scientists receive the communion emblems one time only when they're admitted to membership. That's false. They don't have any communion at all. Number three, Christian Science claims that the Bible is its final authority. And that's true. That's what they claim. See, that's their claim. And letter B, in actual practice, Science and Health is the final authority. And that's true. Science and Health is purported to have been written through divine revelation. True, although obviously false. Although Science and Health is claimed to be free from human frailties, the Bible is often said to be an error. True. Again, of course, false. Just to make sure you don't hate to have anybody end up having a dark cloud come over their mind, you know. Christian Science maintains that the historical contents of the Bible are unimportant. That's also false but true. You know what I mean? So all those are T. You almost hate to say those are true because they're such abominable things. Number four, in attempting to define the nature of God, Mrs. Eddy made statements that clearly contradict one another. True. Although Science and Health says both that God is personal and impersonal, the main concept is that he's decidedly impersonal. True. Christian Science repudiates the doctrine of the Trinity. True. Christian Science teaches atheism, polytheism, monotheism, pantheism, and that's false. The Christian Science definition that God is all in all and nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind logically lead one to believe in pantheism, and that's true. Number five, Christian Science denies the personality of the Holy Spirit. True. They teach that the Comforter is divine science. True. Christian Science teaches that Jesus Christ is not God, for he himself said he was only the Son of God. True. Christian Science teaches that the historical death, resurrection, etc. are no more important than the history of Europe or America. True. Christian Science denies the material virgin birth of Christ. True. Number six, Christian Science distinguishes between Jesus, the Son of God, and Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. That's false. They do make a distinction, though, between Jesus and Christ. And then the rest of those statements are true. So letter A, false. The rest are true. Number seven, just to get this done here, all of these are true except letter B. Letter B is false. Denies the physical bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, saying that's because he never lived. He could not die or be resurrected. They don't say that. It's because he didn't die that he didn't have a resurrection. That's what they teach. So letter B is false. All the rest are true. Number eight, all are true except letter E. And teaches that although man is God, he remains a distinct soul. The fact of the matter is man does not have a distinct soul. So that can't be a true statement. Number nine, all are true except letter A. Letter A is false. The rest are true. Number 10, all are true except letter E. And E is really close, except instead of immortal mind, it's mortal mind. Really close. Just close. But an I and an M evidently tripped a few of you up. And we might as well just leave them sit there and take a 5-minute break, and then we'll finish correcting them. No. The last two bulletins are up here if you haven't seen them. So.
Quick question.
Well, it's what is known, not empirical, it's allegorical. method of interpretation. And so instead of like the Red Sea, or the man in the wilderness, or Christ's miracles, or anything like that, what they do is they make it a spiritual thing. They make it so that that didn't really happen. It was, you know, that water couldn't roll back. Yeah, the Egyptian army couldn't have drowned there. So they then make it just kind of a symbolic thing. And not a historical record.
Well,
just to teach a truth, a spiritual truth, will make up this story. And so then they get around all the miracles, they get around all the supernatural, and everything just has a spiritual meaning. But what they actually do with it is that they don't really always make it so much a spiritual meaning as they just try to make it more how good wins over evil, and how righteousness wins over iniquity. Or some other thing like that. And it just takes away all the power of Scripture. It takes away the reality of all those events. So it's more like that. And it's wherever you find people actually denying these historical accounts. And instead of fire coming down on Mount Carmel, whatever that is.